on the cross, we see the Lord hate sin enough that he would give up his life in order to defeat and to destroy it. And on the cross, we see the Lord love us who are caught up in sin, love us enough that he would give up his life for us. And to hold on to both of those things at once is something that he can easily do because he's God. But for us, we tend to go in one direction or in the other, and we can't do that. The Lord in the gospel tells us, if the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. And it's probably not so much an if, but a when, because we know that the more that we sincerely try to live out our Christian faith in the world, the more that we will experience rejection, misunderstanding, and even hatred itself. And in that moment, it's very easy, because it hurts and it's wounding for us, it's very easy just to reject the world and for Christians to become of an attitude where it's like, look, I don't care about you anymore. You can go and do whatever you want. You can go and lose your life and spend all eternity in hell, but I'm taking care of myself. It is very easy for that to happen. And yet, if we let that happen, how on earth will we ever be in a place where we are ready to bear the good news into the world and to bear witness to Jesus? Nobody wants to evangelize what one hates. When you come to hate the people around you and the world around you, there's no desire at all to invest in the time and the care and all of that it takes to love enough to bring the gospel out. And so we constantly live in this place where Jesus says, you are in the world, but not of it. And that means loving the world the way that he loved it, enough that we are ready to sacrifice, while also hating the sin and the injustices, the lack of love in the world, to hate that enough that we say, I've got to do something with the Lord that might be done away with. And it's such a hard and difficult place to live in that middle place. And right now we live in days when it's so easy, and everyone's doing it. Everyone just retreats back to their bubble. And we all know, we live in a world, and we experience this even within our own families, where everyone retreats to their position. And then even in our own families, there's a lack of an ability just to talk and to talk through hard stuff and to have those difficult conversations that may not be easily settled. But that's not the way that the Lord wants it. Let's ask the Lord for grace today to live in a world that may very well often hate us, and yet filled with his love in our own hearts, to still be committed to bearing that love and bringing that love out into the world in which we live.